You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
It is 13 minutes to 10 on Newstalk ZB. Time to catch up with our cook, Nikki Wicks. Nikki, I've been going on and on about leeks this morning. I don't know. You know what it is? And this is going to sound very cruel because my parents are both excellent cooks. But when we were kids, they used to stew leeks.
Ooh,
and you know, like they would put them in like in a boiling pot of water, probably not salted, and just like leave them there for a while. And when I would try to eat them, I remember for some reason I couldn't digest them. It was like my mouth couldn't break down a leak. But then as soon as I moved out of home and realized that actually the way to make anything taste nice is just to cut it up fine and fry it in butter, all of a sudden I was like, where has this vegetable been all of my life?
Oh, I love it. Yes. This is quite a typical story of leeks, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, if you don't cook them well and so that they're really softened, they're just these terribly fibrous, weird, slightly oniony flavoured something.
Yeah,
or other.
Fibrous is the way to put it. It was like sort of like eating, it was like how I imagined eating stewed flax would be or something like that, you know?
I totally agree.
Anyway.
Well, look, I'm with you. I've loved you referring to this as the most underrated vegetable. I just love a leek. I think that they form a part of a dish which is sort of a subtle undertone, if you like, and really important in a lot of French cooking. I love them, but you're right, they need to be softened beautifully. You need to be a little bit patient. When I was testing this recipe, I actually burnt the first pot of them, but not so much that I couldn't eat them all, which was great. So I sauteed off my leek and then they went just a little bit brown, and so I put those in a little saucer and ate those ones and started again.
Yeah,
because you don't want a lot of color on a leek.
No,
it'll go a little bit bitter. You just want, as you say, they melt.
They
go from fibrous to melting.
Which is why you can use them as a good base for soups as well, right?
Yeah,
because they do just sort of, anyway.
Braise is beautiful. Well, look, these are little croquettes. They come from, where do I get my ideas from? You know, a few weeks ago I was down in New Plymouth and I went to a beautiful restaurant called the Tourette Cucina, which is out in Oakra Bay. And it was just this wonderful little Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And they, on the menu were these cauliflower and leek croquettes, which we ordered, and they were amazing. So I thought, right, first chance again, I'm going to try and make those. So successfully, I've created a recipe for them. This is a croquette that is a proper croquette. It's made with bechamel, not mashed potato. You sometimes order croquettes and they're just mashed potato. It's like a potato cake. But no, these are a proper, beautiful, creamy croquette. So look, this is what you do. A little bit of an effort, but look, we've got a bit of a public holiday coming up next week. Those of you who can, maybe you've taken Friday off, so you've got a long weekend. I'd make them. I mean, they don't take all weekend. I'll whip them up in half an hour, but there you go. So here we go. First of all, we need to soften those leeks. So we dice them finally. I'm using half a large leek here. You could use the whole leek if you like. And 20 grams of butter just on low heat, and then cook that leek that's been diced fine until it's beautiful and soft, and then add in a cup of, I sort of use a good handful of cauliflower florets, and then I've finely diced those so it's almost like a crumb jack. And then put that in with your leek and cook those for about 3 to 4 minutes. Take those out of your pot. Now you're going to make the base, which is a very, very thick bechamel sauce. Bechamel, again, is that French sort of roux, if you like. So 50 grams of butter, melt that into the pot, add about 4 quite big tablespoons of plain flour, stir that into a paste, and it will go quite thick, and then gradually start adding your milk. I've got 300 mils of milk. You want to keep on cooking that, whisking it until there are no lumps, Jack. And look, what will happen is it'll be really, really thick, and you'll think, oh, that Nikki Wicks, she's got the recipe wrong, but you want a very, very thick sauce for this. And you want to be able to taste it as you're cooking it and make sure that you can't taste any raw flour, and that means it's kind of cooked. Then you're going to add in your sort of flavorings into that. So add a good amount of white pepper, bit of salt in there as well, and then 50 grams of a hard cheese. You could use a pecorino. I used a parmesan. You could use a manchego, a cheddar, anything like that, something quite hard so that, again, it's just not going to disappear and become too oily in there.
Yeah.
So mix that in until that's beautifully melted, and then you want to let that add your leeks back in there and the cauliflower, stir it all to combine it, make sure it's got plenty of seasoning in there, and then set it aside to cool completely before you form your croquettes, and you could make these, you could make this the day before. And then here we go. We're going to make our beautiful, croquettes, which are, you can make them into balls if you want. I make them into a little sausage shape.
Yeah.
Set up three plates, Jack. You know, the old seasoned flour in one, a beaten egg in another, and then breadcrumbs in the third one. Roll and shape your little croquettes by rolling sort of a big tablespoon, of the cooled bechamel into a little sausage shape. Roll each one first in flour, then egg, and then the breadcrumbs, and then set it aside. And at that stage, again, you could refrigerate them or you could cook them straight away. Pot full of oil, well, not full, but, you know, you probably want 4 centimetres of oil in there, and just fry them until they're golden. Serve them with, I serve them with a little mustard pickle.
Oh.
You could have a sweet chilli sauce. You could have pesto. They're a great thing.
They sound
for a
amazing.
Long weekend. They're so yummy.
Yeah, thank
They're
you.
So yummy.
All right, look, we will put that recipe up on the News Talk ZB website so people can make it along at home. Thank you so much, Nikki.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.